Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Despite the extreme devastation it created, some good has come out of the earthquake that hit Haiti 6 months ago. John Van Valkenburg of Bethany Christian Services says adoption inquiries and placements have increased up to 26% since the quake.
What we're able to do was capture a lot of people who were interested, send them information. Some of those people have decided to wait until they can adopt from Haiti. And other people looked at other options.
If you feel God's call to help in the global orphan crisis through volunteer work, foster parenting, or adoption, just visit our website and follow the links. Next, with 2,000 languages still in need of an accurate Bible translation, prayer is a must. Wycliffe Bible Translators called upon three churches to dedicate prayer efforts toward the 20 countries most in need of translations. Those churches asked others to pray, and now almost 60 churches are committed. Dorothea Lander says they're even getting children involved.
Our goal is to start children in a lifelong involvement in Bible translation and prayer, thinking about the world at large instead of just themselves.
Curriculum's been made to get kids praying. Check out our website for details. And what do sunflower oil, bees, and carpentry have to do with one another? Well, they're all projects in Rukwa Valley, Tanzania. There, Grace Ministries International missionaries use these services to not only help nationals establish careers at the Kapenta Vocational School, but also share Christ's love through word and deed. Currently, they hope to make their development center self-sustaining through their carpentry and welding services. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. Mission Network News is making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims so you can share your faith. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Time's running out. I'm Greg Yoder.